the first one went off something and found its way in. And then we didn't really defend very well through the neutral zone on the second one. But that little bit doesn't mar the fact that I thought we played really well all night. You know, we're trying to play a fast game. His skating through the neutral zone, finding, you know, open ice has led to a couple of his goals. I thought his penalty killing was excellent. He's played very well for us.
Libby, how much is a win like this, coming off the win in Chicago, and now you're 3-1-1 instead of, like, how much does this help validate the message and the style of game that you want to play early on in the season?
You know, I think we had a good preseason. We suffered a couple tough losses. I think when you deal with losses like that, the adversity can make you stronger, and I think it's making us stronger. I think one indication is number of blocked shots to try to help win a game tonight. Some of our tracking back and getting people back and disrupting, you know, a really good offensive team. Another indicator. I thought after the first period, the discipline to not take any more penalties was excellent. So just a lot of good things.
What allowed you to, you had 10 block shots by 10 minutes. What allowed you to get in position to get those block shots?
Just a bigger commitment to being in the lane. You know, we've talked about, you know, when you're going out to the defense, we need to be in the lane. If you miss on that, the second layer, which is a defenseman or a centerman down low, I thought they did a good job. You know, commitment. There's a lot of little stuff that helps you win a hockey game. That's a tight hockey game. You leave the period 0-0. You know, and you get a goal by going to the net, and you know, Peyton knocked that one out of midair to get us going. And then I thought, just another quick answer right afterwards that, you know, put them on their heels.
What did you think of not only the goal by Tage, but just that shift that he had leading up to it that he ends up finishing with that?
Yeah, you know, I think they're, you know, I've talked to the team about, you know, how we need to play when we're leading, and I've just sensed we were playing a little bit too safe. We're talking about getting back on our toes and playing in the offensive zone and getting on them and trying to create turnovers, and he was the one guy on the bench that got vocal and just said, you know, we've got to start making some plays, and I thought he took charge. So, you know, that's what you want to see out of the leaders on your team.
Cindy, when you talk about blocking the shots, how fine is the line between getting in the lane to block it and causing deflections to get on goal?
I'll take the shot lane anytime over the deflection, because 90% of them, if it hits you, isn't going in. So that fine line is, you might have a misfortune. I don't know, I haven't looked at the first goal, but I know it went off something. But if you look what Greenway did to try to make sure he denied that puck getting to the net, down sideways where it could hit him anywhere in the body, that just tells me there's a guy that wants to win.
What was the message to your team the night before the game?
Play with a lot of passion. Play with a lot of determination. Win the small games, the 50-50 battles, the wall battles. Just come with emotion and come with intensity.
You know how you want to play, but how important was it for you to get some affirmation, to get these guys some results so they see what can happen?
I would just say that we've seen it. We haven't been rewarded every night like the LA Kings game. It wasn't. In the LA Kings game, probably offensively and defensively, was a better game. And we didn't put the puck in the back of the net. The Florida game, we followed up with a big game. Game one, there was a lot of good stuff in game one that, again, we didn't finish, that hurt us. I like the fact now we're making that next play that, you know, that Thompson goal is just a great indication. The Zucker, too. You could shoot, the whole crowd could yell, shoot, shoot, but if you're going to shoot, the goalie's making the save, made a great cross-ice pass on both of those goals. So then we're starting to make the next play, which, you know, I think early on, if I wanted one guy to shoot, probably would have been Kulik when he got in tight, but just a lot of good stuff in the game.
The secondary scoring, I mean, the way they created the goal, the Krebs goal, and then Ryan getting on a roll here. I mean, how significant is the secondary scoring?
I think it's important to any team. And we've seen a little bit now, Malenstein goal in Chicago, and now Krebs getting us started. McLeod, you know, again getting on the score sheet. So you know, the strength of a club is if you can get, you know, scoring and good defending out of every line.
You talked about details of the penalty kill a couple of days ago. Did you see that? And especially the first period with those two kills not even allowing
a
shot.
I thought we did an excellent job with the details. I think one failed clear that got us in a little bit of trouble, but I thought positionally really sound, didn't give up the big opportunity. And again, guys were doing a really good job of being in lanes and denying. You know, they walked to the middle a few times but didn't see anything and forced them outside. And I think our defense, with how long their sticks are, did a great job of getting sticks on stuff.
Coach, only to see Owen Power play with the kind of control and headiness that he plays with that he had tonight.
I thought he really skated well, made plays like he got up ice. And then defensively, I thought he made a lot of little plays down low, allowed us to break the puck out, you know, not spend a lot of time. You know, I think I mentioned just the puck support and getting open for each other, that it's all connected. You know, when you see some of these long passes, the puck support isn't great. I thought our puck support down low to make that next play and get out of the zone was something that we got to continue to play like that and work on.
On Owen Power, before the season, you said he needed to be quicker with his decision-making. Do you see that developing?
He's really working on it. He's working on, you know, trying to shoot quicker in the offensive zone. He's working on trying to make quicker plays through the neutral zone. And again, sometimes when you're under that much stress defensively, it's just realizing where your out is. That if we're locked into our system, sometimes you don't know if he's there, but he should be there. And that's the important part for our club.
Speaking of working on things, the power play tonight did not score again, but what did you say?
I liked it. I liked what we set up. I thought we had, you know, two or three good looks. It'll come. We'll get one by the end of the year.